Good morning, good evening, wherever you are. My name is David Johnson. I'll be leading you in the precepts and refuges and the Dhammapada verses today. If you need a copy of what I'm reading from, please go to our website at dhammasutta.org. So let's get started. Please sit with your back straight and calm your mind. Now repeat after me. I now take refuge in the Buddha. I now take refuge in the Dhamma. I now take refuge in the Sangha. For the second time, I take refuge in the Buddha. For the second time, I take refuge in the Dhamma. For the second time, I take refuge in the Sangha. For the third time, I take refuge in the Buddha. For the third time, I take refuge in the Dhamma. For the third time, I take refuge in the Sangha. So let's take our daily precepts. Please clear your mind and pay close attention, then repeat after me. I undertake to keep the precept to abstain from killing or harming living beings on purpose. I undertake to keep the precept to abstain from taking what is not given. I undertake to keep the precept to abstain from any wrong sexual activity. I undertake to keep the precept to abstain from telling lies and harsh speech. I undertake to keep the precept to abstain from taking drugs and alcohol. I undertake to keep the precept to be loving and kind to myself and all beings. Now you have taken the three refuges and the precepts, and these lead to happiness and peace. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now let us read the verses of the Dhammapada together. Mind is the forerunner of all evil states. Mind is chief. Mind-made are they. If one speaks or acts with an unwholesome mind, because of that, suffering follows one, even as the wheel follows the hoof of the draft ox. Mind is the forerunner of all good states. Mind is chief. Mind-made are they. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, because of that, happiness follows one, even as one shadow that never leaves. He abused me, he beat me, he defeated me, he robbed me. In those who harbor such thoughts, hatred is not appeased. He abused me, he beat me, he defeated me, he robbed me. In those who do not harbor such thoughts, hatred is appeased. Hatred is never overcome by hatred in this world. Hatred is only overcome by love. This is an eternal law. In the unessential, we imagine the essential. In the essential, we see the unessential. Anyone who entertains such wrong thoughts never will realize the truth. What is essential, we regard as essential. What is unessential, we must regard as unessential. Anyone who entertains such right thoughts will realize the truth. Here one develops a mind that rejoices now, and in the future one rejoices. In both states, the well-doer rejoices. One who rejoices a lot will be able to see the purity of their own deeds, speech, and thoughts. When one is happy now, they will be happy in the future. In both states, the well-doer is happy. Thinking, I have done good in the past, one becomes happy and will easily experience a blissful state of mind. Though a person recites sacred texts, but doesn't act accordingly, That heedless person is like a cowherd who counts others' cows. They have no share in the fruits of the holy life. Though a person recites the sacred text very little, but acts in accordance with the teaching, they give up lust, hatred, and delusion. They truly know what is good, and this leads to a mind that is free from suffering. They cling to nothing here and in the future. In this way, one shares the fruits of the holy life. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.